I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
Of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Al John. Alrighty. Welcome, everyone. Welcome in to our weekly Disney List podcast. It's a show where we share our favorites. It could be a top 10. It could be a top 20. It could just be a list of tips and tricks for you to survive your next trip to the Walt Disney World or Disneyland Resort. It could be some of our favorite Marvel or Star Wars things. My name's Al John Goh. I'm a lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. Love going to the parks. Love all this collectible stuff. Love podcasting and sharing our Disney fandom with you. Joined by my lovely and talented hostess, co-hostess, from Dining at Disney Podcast, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
What are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about our top 10 favorite Disney Parks cast member costumes.
I love it. If you are so inclined, if you're joining us on the live chat here on Facebook, you can click the link and be part of the show and share a couple of your favorite cast member costumes. So our cast member costume top 10 list is pretty sweet. I'm liking it. And I'll tell you what I like all about it. Have you seen this video? I'm going to share my screen here so you can check it out. But there is a first look of these Walt Disney World cast members. Or I'm sorry, Disneyland cast members. Did you see this? Okay, so we're going to share the screen here. Check this out.
Hey,
love these costumes. Don't they look awesome?
Yeah, I want to wear the Ancient Sanctum one. I think
that looks good. They've got the Terran treats over there by Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. They have the Web Slingers, the Spider-Man Adventure costumes for the Worldwide Engineering Brigade. I think that's what they call it. And then, of course, Avengers Headquarters, where they have the S.H.I.E.L.D.-esque inspired looking outfits, which is cool. Especially if you're like Melinda May. Yep, pretty cool, right? I'm hoping I don't get pinged for any music
violation here.
But hey, look, that's cool. Of course, June 4th, just right around the corner for the Avengers. And that's pretty cool. And when we're talking about cast member costumes, we're talking about the cast member attraction area or a particular resort or a land per se, and not necessarily face characters or costume characters like, you know, Cinderella or Mindy Mouse.
Who's Mindy Mouse?
Mindy Mouse, you know, that YouTuber from like 12 years ago. Cinderella, you see, Gail is already like, yeah, my favorite costume, Cinderella and Mickey Mouse. It's true. I have to say that I really love the citizens of Main Street USA, like the Dapper Dans or the mayor or the fire chief, all awesome. Or any one of the former Streetmosphere people that would populate the entry area of Disney's Hollywood Studios, because I thought their costumes were great. Like Mimi Kaboom, for example. Awesome, right? You got the blue dress, a little 1930s dress, a little feather boa, the big sunglasses, which was awesome. But yeah, so we're just talking about that. I have to say, I'm just fascinated by the whole costuming thing as well. I'm costuming, not like cosplay, but like the whole cast member costume process. They have tons and tons of costumes. Did you want to check out this little bit from the Disneyland cast member costumes area?
Sure.
Okay, let's check this out. How about checking this out?
Debbie, a working lead in cast costuming. Welcome to Every Role, a Starring Role. We bring magic to our guests out in the park by making sure that our cast members have the nicest, cleanest costumes available to them. What we do is we get all of our costumes into the building. We put them out on the floor for our internal guests, which is the cast members that work in the park. Our costumes are cleaned by a couple different vendors. We also do a small percentage of in-house laundry as well. We check it for any repairs that it might need, and then we get them down the aisles. We put the costumes away, and they're ready for our cast members to come in and costume shop. When a cast member first walks into the door, we greet them at the door. We take all of their costumes that they're returning to us first. At the beginning of the building, we have what is called costuming cards with the picture of the costume, and it tells you which aisle that costume is in. But if they have a problem finding a costume, then we escort them and we help them find their costume.
It's like Toy Story. It's like Toy Story up in there. You know what I mean?
It makes me think of Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. You stole it.
With all
the doors. You know, they have the big conveyor belts of these huge lines of his costumes. That's insane.
It is crazy.
That is a lot of costumes.
At the Disneyland Resort, we have over 800 costume pieces. What makes each costume unique is that it is part of a show. Every land is themed, and each costume is a part of the storytelling for that land. For example, Grizzly River Run costume is themed for the Grizzly River Run attraction. It's got the outdoor vest, the hats, they got their shorts, they look very rugged. My role is unique because as a costuming cast member, I have the ability to make or break my cast member's day. I choose to make it. Working with my fellow cast members is a joy for me every day because I do feel that we are a Disney family. We're very close and we work very well together. We are backstage, but we are very important because we dress the show.
They are very important. I think that part of the whole Disney magic is the costumes and part of the theming that we all love for every single land that the cast members inhabit. You want to be there. You want to have the same vibe. And that's all part of the show. I love it. I love it. Laura Halloran says, I need to go to Avengers headquarters. Yes, we do too. We do too. And we also love the Haunted Mansion. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So I think we should just launch into our top 10.
It's the Disney list. Top 10.
So with that, we actually have a, what is it? An honorable mention. So the Avengers, because the Avengers it hasn't even launched yet. As of the time that you're hearing this now, or we're recording this, maybe in the future, if you're listening to this, it's already happened. But right now,
right now it is not the future.
Yes. So the Avengers costumes for Avengers Academy are not being considered for this list, although they are awesome. And it was, you like the Sanctum ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that would have been on my top 10.
I would love to just cosplay as any one of those, I almost wish they would sell the web, like the web shirts. They almost look like Hawaiian shirts, don't they? They almost look like Hawaiian shirts, you know, that nice kind of light wicking material, because they use a lot of that. But those costumes are amazing. Laura in the chat says, the Christmas Castle stage show costumes are amazing. I agree. I love all that. So let's go ahead and launch into what is the honorable mention. Kristen, do you have an honorable mention?
You have the honorable mention.
I do?
Yes, because this is one that you picked.
Okay, so I love the Jungle Cruise. I'm going to show... I love the Jungle Cruise, and I love the whole skipper outfit thing that's going on here. Look at that. These two are having a good time here. These two are having just an awesome time. Look at these guys and gals. And they just look, you know, I remember that. Remember when Jungle Cruise skippers over at Disneyland decided that they were going to give a guided tour of the Haunted Mansion?
No, that's crazy.
But there it is right there. If you wanted to, sometimes you'll see some of these costumes for sale or someone make a replica of those costumes, but that's pretty amazing. But I have always dug the Disneyland, especially the Disneyland version of the Jungle Cruise cast member outfits. So that was honorable mention there. Look at that. Pretty cool.
Yes.
I dig it. I dig it a lot. Okay, Kristen. Yes. We are going to go into
number 10.
Number 10.
And that would be Tower of Terror.
Yes. And why do we love the bellhop so much? There you go. There's a bellhop for you.
It's different. It's not, I don't know. It's something very different from a lot of the other costumes.
There's old cast member Brian there with his Hollywood Tower Hotel bellhop costume there, looking very dapper indeed. Look at those guys. They love dressing up.
I mean, look at those jackets.
I think they would be super hot.
I'm sure they would be, and that's probably why they only wear them in the winter.
Yes. Yes. They would be super hot.
I mean, that's the other cool thing is that the costumes also have additional pieces depending on the weather. So when it does get cold there, they do have jackets that match the rest of their uniform to wear.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That's pretty cool.
I'm down with that. It's a classic bellhop costume, and the hat, it's just wonderful. And I'd like to know from our audience if they would ever consider doing a cosplay Halloween style, or, you know, going to a convention like D23 dressed up as a cast member like that. That'd be sweet. I think that would be awesome. So we go from number 10 to
number 9.
And it is the lab coats from Journey into Imagination.
This is another fun kind of cosplay item here. I always thought that the lab coats from Journey into Imagination were just awesome. I always love that. And we're getting the big flicker here. I don't know why.
That's weird.
But just the fact that they have the big lab coat and the
back of it,
the patches,
got the big patch on it.
Yes, exactly. And here's what I'm referring to right here is this right here. So you've got the right here.
Yep.
You've got the little patch in the back. You've got Imagination on the side of that. It's just
and
a really cool.
And the pictures do no justice to it. No. It looks way cooler in person.
It does. But I've always liked that. I thought it was really a cool, simple, but yet effective costume. Simple, yet effective. And of course, you can't, you can't work in a laboratory without a lab coat, right?
True.
You know, you've got the touch, smell, sight, sound lab, the taste lab, which you didn't go into. You can't lick anything in there. But yeah, right. Especially after, all this germ warfare that's going on right now. Okie dokie. We are moving on. We're moving upwards and onwards to
Number eight,
Kristen.
This is one of my favorites, and it is Be Our Guest. I like how regal it is. You know, you have the purple, which back in the day was a color that only royalty could afford because it was the most expensive color to have made, which is why you don't see it in flags to countries because it was so expensive to make purple.
Purple flags.
Yeah.
Yes. Prince would be proud. You've got the little knickers there. You've got the purple vest and the fluffy shirt that Seinfeld fans would absolutely fall in love with. So you've got that and the gold adornments there on the very, on the edge there. Look at all those cast members waving hello from Be Our Guest. Look at them. They're just happy to be there. And look, they've got the ruffly shirt right there. You
yes.
see that ruffle? Yep. A little, I don't know what they call that. It's something.
I don't know
what they call it.
I don't remember what it's called.
But it is the puffy shirt, right? From, the puffy shirt from, was it Seinfeld? They made fun of that or was it Friends? I can't remember.
Probably Seinfeld.
Probably so. Okay. So yes, you like the royal purple. I tell you what I like. Where are we at? What number are we at?
Number seven.
Okay.
Number seven.
That was for Lee. I'm a big fan of the movie Up. I think a lot of people know that.
Russell.
Yes. It is Asian History Month. And Russell does fit the bill, and so do I, for that matter. But I love the Wilderness Explorer's outfit. It's just your scout, esque looking outfit. You've got the little bag there, the man purse, if you will, the satchel.
Messenger bag.
The messenger bag, man purse. And you have all the Wilderness Explorer pins or badges.
Badges
there.
Mm-hmm.
You got the little scarf thing. There you go. A little bit of closer look. You've got the brown pants, the belt, the shirt with the orange kerchief. Whatever. What do you call that thing? What do you call those things?
Is it called an ascot?
Ascot? Okay, ascot.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Yeah, ascot is what you wear with a dinner jacket. Like, you're a man of leisure. Right? Like you're Hugh Hefner. There he is. There's Russell. Look at him. Look at him. Look at that kiddo there. That's a fun looking kid. I could probably dress up like Russell for cosplay.
Be pretty easy. You just have to make the whole little to sash that has all
yes.
the badges on it.
That's one of the coolest little hats.
I'm surprised they don't sell the badges like that you could sew onto something.
Yes. I love the fact that at Disney Springs you could pick up over there at what is that, World of Disney or another one of those stores that sell the costume shirts and things like that.
Oh yes.
Was it not Trendy, but the Oh gosh, that new place over there by the AMC,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Man, I love that shirt place. It's awesome. That's where you got your Snow White costume.
Yes.
And they had a Wilderness Explorers cap there, and I just wanted to pick that up. That maybe next time. You see, look at that. There's cast member Colleen. She's got her Wilderness Explorer Ascot little thing there, and that holds it down, little tie there. And then she's got the hat. She's got the Wilderness Explorer patch, which is off the chain. Love that so much. I want the messenger bag. They should sell those messenger bags. Those are cool.
Right? Yes.
I like that. Okay. Now we are at
number 6.
And this is one of my favorites, and it's the new Fantasyland costumes.
Okay.
So it's not particular to a certain... Nope, it's not that one.
No?
Nope. It's that one. This one? You just missed it. Yes.
Yes.
I like those. They have that kind of the French peasant kind of look to it.
Okay.
But I like it because it comes in a variety of different colors. You don't see all the cast members wearing the same color outfit.
I dig that. I dig these costumes a lot because they are kind of Robin Hood era-esque fantasy land. Everyone is not dressed the same. There is a little bit of, there is that common thread. Like they all belong in Rapunzel, right? They all belong in the movie Tangled. And then you also have this outfit here toward the right, the female costume almost reminds me of the Walt Disney World take on the Matterhorn costumes of the kind of Swiss Alps, you know, Pinocchio-esque. I mean, I'm sure that's probably what they do is they probably have these kind of matching a certain area of the park or something like that.
Yep.
This one looks outstanding. Now, where was this? This is another one of those costumes. I think this is... This may be for the Tangled area. What do you think?
Maybe.
See, look at that. Maybe they're over there in a shop. They're like one of those shopkeeper outfits, right?
Yes. But I like those. I like the colors that they used for it, like the greens and the blues in particular. Yeah. And the fact that they don't all look, they're not exactly the same. Like you've got a variety of those for the area.
So here we have some of the costumes in it's some kind of photo. You see, if you're listening to this, that's awesome. I'm going to try to be as descriptive as possible, but you have, I'm sharing here the screen. This is what happens when you join the live show. So you've got here, it looks like they've got some places here for Dumbo, which we'll talk about. They also have Be Our Guest and maybe some character meet and greets and over there by Pinocchio's Village House, you know, possibly. And over here by Gaston's Tavern.
Yep, with the reds with and the red greens. I like
and
that.
The greens. They have a very interesting cut, right? I mean, it's very much like a almost Renaissance fair, but a little bit lighter.
Yeah, and the pants that they have with those look very comfortable.
Yeah.
And breathable, which to me would be important in a costume.
Yes.
But I would totally buy one of those and wear it.
That's pretty cool. I'm down with that. I mean, those would be awesome costumes, I think. See, they've got the new Fantasyland costumes. And I think, I love how they have the host and hostesses there. This is, those are really cool costumes for sure. All right. Where are we here?
Number 5.
Okay. And where are we at?
And that would be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, so this is Mission Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout at Disneyland. And look at these cool costumes. Once again, drawing inspiration from the old Hollywood Tower of Terror, they have the purple and gold, right? This kind of in there. So there's a little bit of a throwback from the former attraction, but they have just the really cool... shoulder pauldrons is what they call it. And then they have these really neat textures on the vest and the jacket. So they definitely look like they would walk out of a Marvel movie. And look at those boot covers. Those are pretty cool. Don't you think? For the men and women.
Yeah.
And so you saw the concept photos, but I think once again, man, those just look outstanding. Outstanding. And they look very movie-like. And that's what I love about these cast member costumes is that they've come such a long way from looking like glorified McDonald's employees.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you that when I went to Tokyo Disneyland, I was so just amazed by the opportunity to even go when I was doing a work trip going to Tokyo. But their costumes are off the chain. You think that our costumes look amazing and are well kept and nicely ironed and pressed. Man, those guys and gals over there at Tokyo Disneyland, they're immaculate, their costumes. Absolutely immaculate. It's amazing. I definitely would love to go back. So what do we have next for you, Kristen?
Number four.
Yes, and number four is
what? Number four.
That would be the costumes at Dumbo.
So we kind of teased it. I was playing some Dumbo video in the background, but you can see the Dumbo. Is this it right here?
That's it.
Okay. So you'll see this particular one.
That's not a very good picture.
Not the best picture.
Go back.
Okay. But this is basically
that first one.
This is basically the Timothy Timothy Mouse style costume, yes. Right? Kind of the big top. What was the name of the big top ringleader? Right, the ringmaster.
Yeah,
right. That's the term for
it. I like those costumes a lot. They've been one of my favorites since they introduced those.
I love it. Yeah, we have a group of cast members here. That's a good picture. Look at that. Look at all those fun cast members. Mm-hmm. It's all about the cast members having fun. If you have fun, happy, fun cast members, everybody's going to be happy. And I'm totally happy with that as well. I love it. And okay. Gosh, man, this countdown is going quick.
Number four.
We just did number four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number three.
Okay,
it was bound to happen. You bring that back. It's going to happen.
Okay, so number three is the costumes in the World Showcase. Since each country has its own individual, unique costume that suits like the traditional idea of what they wear in that country.
Yeah, this was a little bit of a cheat, gang. And we love the cast members at World Showcase, and because they all wear their own native costumes, you see, there in the German pavilion there.
Which I'm a little biased to that one.
The German pavilion, they wear the German garb. You know, they look like St. Pauli's girls or boys or whatever. St. Pauli boy.
I was going to say.
And there we have Morocco. Oops. There is Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Moroccan garb. That looks very comfortable. And then you also have Norway.
Norway,
the spirit of Norway, and a very, very Norwegian-looking outfit there. You've got the big dress, and you've got the kind of sash thing going on there. There you go. And there's more right in front of the former Maelstrom. There.
Ah, that's their holiday outfit.
Yeah, I love the holiday outfits. Are the jam. They are the jam. Lindsay says, It would be awesome to be able to buy a cast member outfit or at least something official, LOL. I agree. Absolutely agree. And there we are. There's France. There's Canada. Oh, of course, the Canadian outfit is not complete without some flannel in your life. You must have flannel in your life. There's more Morocco happening. Let's see. Oh, yep, there's the Lederhosen, Kristen.
Yes.
Just for you, Lederhosen. And yeah, there's some other stuff going on there. So, yeah, a little bit of a cheat. We couldn't help ourselves. We could not help ourselves. We had to put everybody from World Showcase there. Oh, and
if you had to pick one costume to wear there, which country would you pick a costume from?
From any of the World Showcase,
yes,
folks. Ooh, let's see. Oh man, that's a hard question. I really like the German outfits a lot, but I also like the turn of the century America outfits. Now, this is a little cheat as well, but I'm going to show you. This is from America Sings, right? So, there you go.
Voices of Liberty.
Yep. Voices of Liberty.
Yep.
So, yeah, a little bit of a cheat there. So, I love those colonial. I love those.
I do, but I would be so hot in that.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'd be sweating.
That's the one thing I always think about in the South, wearing those costumes back in the day that they wore. How did people not die from like heat stroke or something?
Well, then I would
so hot and humid. You know that they did not smell fresh ever.
Do you often get that not so fresh smelling feeling or sensation or smell or whatever? Ooh.
I'd have to go with the Germany outfit, of course.
Germany outfit's great.
I also do like the Norway
one. I like them all. I think it would be super comfortable to wear the Moroccan outfit, you know, that the guys wear. But I think also maybe the Mexican pavilion outfits for the guys would be
very comfortable.
Well, that's
kind of similar to what they wear in the Philippines, right?
Yes, very much so. Just kind of a very kind of, you know, a silk stylish, you know, or a linen shirt, you know.
Breathable.
Very breathable. I'm down with a breathable. I sweat like a pig, honestly. It's a... No bueno.
What everybody wanted to know about you.
I'm not so fresh. I can be, but that's what happens when you get hot. You get hot in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Down there in Orlando. Okay, so we've got that. Where are we now, Kristen? We are at
number two.
My gosh, Kristen, it's number two.
And yes, where are number we at? Two.
Yeah.
The Haunted Mansion.
What? You mean the Haunted Mansion was number two? I thought for sure it could have been in the top spot for sure.
We have someone joining us.
We do. And where is she? Lindsay, you're live.
Was number two.
There she is.
You gotta turn your computer down so we can hear you.
In the top spot for sure.
She'll get there. Yes. Okay, I can hear you.
I meet y'all for the first time.
Hey, I love it. I'm making sure you're on. So what do you think about these costumes?
I love the Haunted Mansion, obviously, because I'm going to work there. That's my dream job ever. Nice. To ever get out of hospital billing, hopefully. And the Tower of Terror, of course.
Yes. Well, we agree. I think the Haunted Mansion is just classic. You know, you can't go wrong, but I tell you, it would be super hot. It would be super hot in that dress for the gals and for the guys, boy, to wear that tuxedo.
Especially if you're outside.
Maybe that's why they have a bad attitude.
Let's take a look at some of these costumes here. Here we have
Duffy.
Here we have a cast member with Duffy right there. She's got Duffy dressed up. Oh my gosh, that Duffy is awesome. Look at Duffy dressed up in the Haunted Mansion outfit. That's pretty amazing. And there it looks like she's getting ready for the not so scary Halloween party. It's saying boo. Oh, we have some cast. We got a family dressed up there with a hatbox ghost. Here we go. Haunted Mansion line starts here. Here she is. There you go. And that's over there. Wow, that's a pretty long line if it's all the way out in the yard past over there by what is that? The Stouffer's place, the eatery.
And that's a hot line too, because you don't have not a lot of shade except for the
Liberty Tree.
That's right. Yeah, it's over there by Liberty Tree Tavern. That's great. There it is, right there.
Yep.
Look at that. That is the classic costume, and that is amazingly.
I like the men's costume even better than the women's costume.
Those are killer costumes for sure. Lindsay, I can only imagine that you know what our number one costume is going to be if you've been waiting all this time for it. What do you think the number one costume is going to be?
Pirates.
Pirates? You would think it would be, but it's not. It's actually that almost made it. It almost made it. We could have put so many in there. For sure.
God, there's so many costumes. Even your restaurants, their costumes are amazing too. Like eating breakfast with Rapunzel, and the guy comes out and he has a satchel. He actually has the crown in his satchel. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. You know what I like especially is 50s prime time. Oh, and then you eat at 50s prime time. They come to you with a whole like the Flo's Diner looking outfit, which is pretty outstanding. But there are so many great cast member costumes, and I think there's some great cast member costumes even over there at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. If you go over there, and they have all the African garb that's there, which is absolutely amazing. And another thing we didn't even put on the list that almost made the list was the brand new Skyway costumes for the cast members. The Skyway costumes look very retro, almost very 60s inspired, which I love. And then the monorail drivers. The monorail.
Yeah,
which are amazing. Well, Lindsay, thank you for joining us on the show. It's good to see you.
I'm so happy to meet y'all, even if it's over Zoom. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's true.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Well, have a great night. Thank you for joining us. It's good to see you. You're the best. Lindsay's the best, all the way from Louisiana. First time caller, long time listener. And that is amazing. Super, super sweet. Super sweet. Have a great night, Lindsay.
All
right, bye. Laura in the chat says, gotta love a pirate. And Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, I will have to say that the Pirates of the Caribbean outfit in Disneyland it's got to be a little bit different. I think they're different than Walt Disney World's.
But they're
pretty good.
So are you going to tell everybody
what the number one is?
What the number one is?
Yeah, as soon as I play the reveal.
Number one
is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And when you look at the variety of costumes they have at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, it's pretty remarkable. It is pretty remarkable. I'm getting the flashing again for whatever reason.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but
you could give somebody a seizure with that.
Okay, here we go. So look, these are the native villagers from Batuu. It's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Now look at those costumes. They look like they walk right out of like a movie, like a Star Wars movie.
Bad joke.
Now, isn't there something that there's something missing from these outfits that you would normally find on regular clothes? You know what they are?
Pockets.
Now you can see pockets. You see, there are pockets here.
There's no buttons.
No buttons. That's right. There are no buttons, and there are no visible zippers either. That was something that George Lucas had said, and they actually violated that in Rogue One. In one scene with a child, they actually found a child that had a visible zipper. If you slow down the film, you can see it. But that was the thing. It's like we should have great costumes that look very much like the real world, but they don't. Always have, you know, that Luke Skywalker, when he was in Bespin, he had the big brown, jumpsuit action, but you didn't ever see a zipper. So there you go. Yeah, you see, and here are the guys and gals here. You've got the Batuu villagers, and then you have the officer from the First Order wearing that.
That looks like that would be hot to wear.
Yep. But it's not. Apparently, this is all made of wicking material. It's super thin, apparently. But it looks so super layered. Look at that.
I would still like wearing something like covers. That. I would suffer unless I was inside the entire time.
Yep. Those costumes look pretty wicked. Absolutely. Sci-fi trumps pirates for sure, Laura said. Well, I tell you, these costumes just look absolutely amazing. Look at that. Look at that right there.
They need to make like the underarm of like super breathable fabric because...
Yeah, that jacket just looks crazy to me to wear hot. In Orlando. It looks, they all look super hot.
Yeah.
All look super hot. And see, look at that. That's just a, just one outstanding looking picture right there. You've got the resistance fighters with their jackets that look super film accurate. And then you have the First Order also looking very film accurate. They look great. Absolutely great.
Yep.
But anyway, I hope you enjoyed our top 10 plus more than some look at our top favorite cast member costumes from both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Some things that didn't make the list, obviously, like we were talking to Lindsay about the monorail or the Skyway and the classic Walt Disney World or Disneyland tour guide, what they call the plaids,
guest services
outfits, which are also very cool indeed. And I'm one of the people that even though I think I would have loved being a cast member and still do, especially playing in a rock and roll band like Mulch, Sweat, and Cheers. I would have loved to be in that band. My hat's off to the cast members and the cast members working hard for you, making those dreams come true on a daily basis for you. And hopefully, Kristen, you and I will be looking forward to going to the Disney park.
Number 7.
Oh, my goodness. Hitting the wrong button. Hopefully in the near future.
Well, that'll make Lee happy.
That I screwed up the buttons. I screwed up the buttons a lot. Before the show happened, I was actually experimenting with a camera on the board and having a dual camera setup, but I always had this echo. It was just really strange. A strange echo. I couldn't turn it off.
Echo.
Anyway, Kristen.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us on the show. Did I mention that the Disney list is finally on Amazon Music as well as Audible, so you can tell your smart home device armed with Alexa, play the Disney list and it'll play it. Not only is the Disney list available on Audible and Amazon, but so is Dining at Disney.
That's right.
So is Skull Rock Podcast. So our entire podcast network of shows that we do.
Did you just
all
do jazz hands?
I just did jazz hands.
Wow.
Spirit fingers. I just did it. I'm loopy. I'm so loopy, gang. I'm so out of it. But
at
anyway,
least you didn't spill your drink tonight.
At least I didn't spill my drink tonight. Thank goodness. Right? Cheers to you. Kristen, where can people find you?
They can find me at diningatdisney.com on social media, anywhere, as well as Anchor or your favorite podcasting platform. You can find the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know what we say now that we're on Amazon and Audible? We're on wherever you find podcasts. That's right. And also, if you're interested in booking a trip with Kristen to Walt Disney World or Disneyland, you want to stay at the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Galactic Star Cruiser? Yeah? Or maybe you want to take a trip on the brand new Disney Wish, right? Disney Wish from Disney Cruise Lines, or go to Universal and have some butterbeer. You can
Maybe they want to go on a Royal Caribbean or Norwegian or Princess or Carnival or of the other cruise lines.
Or can they contact
me? They can contact me for that too.
Yeah,
at
get a good
theme
deal.
Parks and cruises at gmail.com.
Yes, Siri Babsky. You can also find me, Al John, on Instagram and Al John Go. Of course, follow the Disney list on Facebook. That's really the best way that you can get in touch with us. Facebook, also Twitter, Instagram as well. Leave us those 5-star reviews wherever you get your podcasts, and we would appreciate it. You can also check out our sister podcast there. Not only do we have Dining at Disney podcast, but we also have Skull Rock podcast as well. And we had some amazing guests, Disney filmmakers, just Disney filmmakers, animators, soundtrack people, and the list just is growing every single week of amazing guests that we have on the show. So please check that out. And Kristen, we have a few other shout-outs before we go?
Yes, make sure you check out our friends at Disney Parks Podcast, where Tony and John talk about everything having to do with the Disney parks. And then if you're looking for Walt Disney World information, check out WDW Park Hoppers with Park Hopper Sid and Park Hopper John.
Happy anniversary, Park Hoppers.
Yes, happy anniversary.
I'd also like to give a shout out and remembrance to Jim Henson. Over the weekend, celebrated his life. Jim Henson, you are still missed. And then, of course, the happy birthday of George Lucas. So, happy birthday, George. Hope you had a great Star Wars weekend. Boy, that just sounds
weird.
That sounds weird. All right. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen. We'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.